Hello and welcome back to the Soundtrack Review. As if you haven't guessed, this week it's School of Rock, and that was our first song, which is the opening credits to School of Rock, and is Fight by Noga Vacancy. So basically, this is about Dewey, after being kicked out of a rock band, he becomes substitute teacher at a strict elementary private school, only to try and turn it into a rock band. I mean, it's probably one of the best films ever. The soundtrack is incredible. Without saying any more, here is Sunshine of Your Love by Cream.
It's getting near dawn. When nights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling. I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sun.
Sunshine of Your Love. Great song, absolutely fantastic. And this is the part where Dewey kind of sees the kids playing in band class, and he just runs to his cars to grab all his instruments with literally the dream of being like, this could be the next big band. It's insane. So like I said, he'd been kicked out of a band before, couldn't really pay his rent, so he basically needed a job for some sort of money, and what better than to pretend to be a substitute teacher? Don't know. I mean, any job's a job, right? So anyway, this soundtrack was number 6 on the US Billboard's top soundtracks chart, which is really good. I mean, it's a classic that I'm pretty sure everyone has seen the film, and it's just great. So then another song that we've got from there is Substitute by The Who. So this is kind of like, it plays at a time when Dewey's driving up to school, and a little something else happens, so stay tuned to find out exactly what. Again, that was Substitute by The Who, a tune that Charlie absolutely loves and unfortunately isn't here to listen to. She's stuck in traffic, had to go home for something very important, and unfortunately the world was against her and she can't make it back in time. So in a way, this is to the memory of Charlie, who is still alive. But she did choose School of Rock, and she absolutely loves this movie and loves the songs from it. Oh, Charlie, if only you were here. So anyway, going back to School of Rock, Sunshine of Your Love, that is just such a good song. And then as well, with Substitute by The Who, like I said, Dewey's like driving up to school and he finds Summer, who is the class representative, so like a proper, proper boffin, who doesn't actually have a part in the band. So she's not a lead guitarist like Zach Mooneyham, or a drummer, or on bass, or literally, she's not really got much. She's just kind of a band manager, or like a groupie almost. So she kind of comes up to Dewey and is just like, I don't want to be a groupie, what else can I do? She wants, like, she's someone that wants to be quite important and wants to play an important part. So I guess what better than to ask? So the next song we've got is Roadrunner by Jonathan Rickman and the Modern Lovers. And at this point, it's when Dewey sees Zach's dad, who is the lead guitarist and has lots and lots of potential, just kind of giving him a hard time about playing guitar, basically, in the parking lot. So, here we go. This is Roadrunner. again, that was Roadrunner by The Modern Lovers. A great song. I've got Alice in the studio here.
Woo!
Hey! She's the Charlie replacement.
Oh, I'm trying.
You're doing a good job so far.
Can't promise much, I'm afraid.
So, School of Rock, you were saying you've watched it probably once.
Yeah, it was How? An interesting evening.
Why?
Well, I watched it with my boyfriend's family, and they've been watching it, like, year after year. And I was just sitting in the corner, like...
So anyway, the next song is Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And basically, at this point, the kids are kind of faking being terminally ill.
Oh, it's that one.
So anyway, Dewey's trying to form, like, another band, just so they can compete against No Vacancy, which is the band that he was in and then got kicked out of in a Battle of the Bands tournament. So this is the song that they're kind of playing when the kids are trying to fake being terminally ill. And, you know, not everyone agrees with it, but... this movie, it's pretty great. So yeah, if you ever need to get anywhere, just fake. Yeah, just pretend to be maybe not terminally ill.
Just pretend.
Just
be
pretend something. So, Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin.
Memories. Woo! Big memories.
Please tell us. Tell.
I'll tell you all my memories. Notice me and my dad used to go to the Isle of Wight, like, every weekend, and that would be the song that was played, along with a lot of AC/DC. So, pretty much all the words to all of AC/DC songs.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that is really incredible. I think that's great.
Well, my brothers didn't have any, like, kids' songs when they were growing up. They just grew up with, like, Giving a Dog a Bone. So, great childhood.
So I know we were saying, like, again, Charlie was supposed to be here and she was supposed to take the lead, so I kind of was like, oh, I'm gonna take a back seat this year, I'll be a little filler, not year, week. But well, I'm sure she's listening in on spirit, because this was supposed to be her week, but you know what can you do? Nothing really, absolutely nothing. So the next song we've got, before we carry on rambling on and then this does not turn into the soundtrack review, is The Age of 17 by Stevie Nicks. And again, this is one of Charlie's favourite songs from this soundtrack. Aww. So tweet us in at This Is LSR if you guys like this song, or if you like the movie, what did you think of the soundtrack? Let us know. So this is Age of 17, Stevie Nicks.
Ooh, 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 just like tomorrow.
Unfortunately, it's like almost 1:30 and we have to go. I don't know where time has gone today.
I'm so sorry.
But we just want to say thank you very much for listening. For once, we're not going to give you a spoiler to the end of School of Rock. Like, I know. Mind blown. Shreni's like head of spoilers. But we are going to tell you that we've got Pulp Fiction next week. So
and I will be making another guest appearance.
She will be.
Very lucky.
Alice is going to end up being like a very... very, very important part of this show.
I'll be like the show's pet that just comes in and kind of sits down. Yeah,
that's great.
Makes really random comments.
That's all we want. So anyway, we're going to leave you with It's a Long Way to the Top, AC/DC, which is the credits of School of Rock. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.